Have you ever wondered about in a lambent position of readiness about to leap in any direction? Those of us who feel that hanging over us at all times there is a sullen avalanche of discontent about to loose itself from the mountain of desire to come crashing down around our ears? For those of us, there are times and there are places. There are things too unimaginable to imagine. Just laying out there in the blackness somewhere. Right, gang? No wonder Poe wrote the way Poe wrote. He knew. Well, he didn't know. He guessed. He didn't really guess. He suspicioned. That's better. Baudelaire. He too guessed. I suppose you might say he poesied. But he nonetheless had suspicions. Dark and evil, twisting like the flowers of death. Lit by the gray neon signs of a future generation. Oh, yes, indeed. That's my baby. Oh, that's it. What the devil is this over here? All right, cut it down now. All set now? The other day. Now, remember, this is the 20th century, right, gang? Gee, I keep forgetting. What century is this? It's the 20th century, that's right. What year is it? 19... What'd you say? Oh, yes, that's familiar. It's the 20th century. We're right in the middle of it. Man is tearing away the curtains of doubt, right? He's battering down the bulwarks of ignorance, right? And yet, underneath it all, he suspects there is something afoot. There is something lurking out there in the haystack that cannot quite be explained. Listen to this one now, for example. This is an advertisement from a top New York City newspaper. Name available upon request. It's a top New York City newspaper. All set? Bring it on. Sneak it in there. In a big dynamic heading, it says, "Revealed. The underground world of supermen discovered by Admiral Byrd under the North Pole and kept secret by the U.S. government." A noted scholar and author of The Hollow Earth says that the true home of the flying saucers is a huge underground world whose entrance is at the North Pole opening. In the hollow interior of the Earth lives a super race which wants nothing to do with man on the surface. They launched their flying saucers only after man threatened the world with A-bombs. Admiral Byrd, says this scholar, led a Navy team into the polar opening and came upon this underground region. It's free of ice and snow, has mountains covered with forests, lakes, rivers, vegetation, and strange animals. But the news of the discovery was suppressed by the U.S. government in order to prevent other nations from exploring the inner world and claiming it. The rotten government will pull it again. And now, Dr. Bernard leads you through this subterranean world to meet the civilization which occupies an underground area larger than North America. Beneath the 800-mile crust of the Earth is the greatest discovery in human history, inhabited by millions of super-intelligent beings. If you are ready for information that not many people can handle, order this book today. Gift wrap. Satisfaction guaranteed. I must be delighted. Now, that's it. Hold it there. That's it now. Now, that myth, that's a fascinating thing to persist into our time, our day and age. And that myth has dogged people since the very beginnings of time, that myth. And of course, it's always coupled with the government is keeping it away from you myth. There are two parallel myths. Have you noticed that almost every flying saucer nut winds up by saying, "Yeah, well, you don't think for one minute that the government wants that out, do you? Listen, boy, they know all about it. But let me tell you this, they're not going to let you know anything about it, but don't think they don't know. Oh, boy. Listen, there's all kinds. They're suppressing it. That's what they're doing. The reason they're suppressing it, well, I'll tell you why. They're afraid the people will panic. And the minute of course, here he is. He's panicked. His eyeballs are spinning in two different directions. He's sweating. And this is the myth that has persisted since the very beginnings of time. Do you know that in the early days of religions, the very earliest days of religions, of various types of religion, not necessarily our types of religion, but very earliest days of religion, that the myth would persist that the government was suppressing it. The best way you can spread any kind of an idea that has to do with fear, the supernatural, is to whisper out of the side of your mouth, "Listen, buddy. Listen. Are you aware that at this very minute the government is spending $1 million a week trying to keep this stuff away from the people? Are you aware of that? Listen, I got documents that prove that the government has spent over $200 million in the last year and a half simply trying to keep flying saucers out of the news. And why? Why? Do I have to tell you why?" Well, within 10 minutes, you got a convert. Because everybody secretly suspects the government is after him anyway. And the government somehow exists in people's minds as separate from them. It is a separate race of people called the government. The government. And so that has made many a myth efficacious. It's made many a myth begin to build into a peculiar kind of phantasmagorical reality for many people. Oh, sure. If you're going to sell gold bricks, if you're going to send some kind of a medical flim flam to the people, it doesn't make any difference what it is. If you're going to sell them on the idea that if they ate enough caraway seeds, they'd grow 7 feet tall. And you come around, people all want to believe. It's a belief in magic is what it really is, you see. A secret belief that there are panaceas. A secret belief that there is somewhere, someplace, a magic wand. That there is someplace a device that turns lead into gold. Somewhere there is a discovery that will let you live forever. And if you want to sell somebody on the idea of living forever, listen. Dr. Watanabe worked on this discovery for over 40 years. And you know why you never heard about him? Listen, let me tell you this. Every government in the world has been against him. Every government, they're suppressing it. Why? Well, if a guy lives forever, for crying out loud, what's this going to do to the guys that make cough drops? What's this going to do to the guys that make caskets?